a very good afternoon to you all. I'm Joe Sheehan, sitting in for the vacationing John R. Gambling. This is the WOR weekend, and we're going to make it a chock-full weekend for you. If we have anything to say about it, Joan Hamburg will be here. In just a few minutes, she's going to talk about some sales that you may be interested in these days of tight money. Who isn't? Arlene Francis to talk with a great actor and writer, Alan Alda. Bob Brady has the latest news at 3 from the WOR newsroom. And, of course, Big John, Johnny O, John O'Reilly brings us
this
the
is John
latest
O'Reilly.
Sports.
I'll be here with all the sports on the half hour here on a WOR weekend.
Unless Paul Harvey get after us for playing something on a down note to start off a kind of hazy, hot Saturday afternoon in New York. Good night tonight, according to Wings.
All right.
right, we'll say good afternoon. Instead, this is the WOR weekend, and as far as weather goes, not so bad. Variable cloudiness, warm and humid, with a chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon or evening. The expected high today, about 85 to 90 degrees, a bit lower in the immediate shore areas. Partly cloudy tonight, tomorrow. Again, a chance of occasional rain late in the day. The overnight low in the upper 60s, tomorrow's high in the mid-80s. It's still summertime out there. Monday's outlook partly cloudy and warm in Central Park right now under partly sunny, hazy skies. The temperature 87 degrees on the Fahrenheit scale. It's 31 degrees Celsius. Humidity is 66%. Wind southwesterly, 8 miles an hour. Barometer steady, 30.04. The THI in the just in the uncomfortable range there at 81. Great meat makes great Franks, and a great meat is exactly what you're going to find in Kahn's Jumbo Franks. Kahn's Jumbo all-beef Franks contain beef rounds, ribs, chucks, and loins. Unlike other brands of Franks, Kahn's never contains any fillers, meat byproducts, or artificial coloring. Kahn's contains only the freshest cuts of meat possible. No meats that are frozen are ever used. Kahn's Jumbo Franks, mildly spiced to bring out their great meat flavor. They won't overpower you with a lot of heavy cover-up spices that hide the meaty taste. And if you have a problem storing unused Jumbo Franks, well, Kahn's has the answer. Kahn's Jumbo Meat Franks and Kahn's Jumbo Beef Franks are packaged in Kahn's all-new double pack. You still get 8 plump, juicy Jumbo Franks in a pound. But when you open a package, 4 Jumbo Franks remain vacuum-sealed. That way they stay fresh and tasty for your next serving. Just look for Kahn's Jumbo Franks at A&P, Sloan's, Dan Supreme, and Consumer Food Stories. And speaking of you, Consumer Food Stores, that is, and speaking of you consumers, we'll have a story about that from Joan Hamburg in just a moment.
The first thing I wanted to say was something about Photomat's quality developing. So I think a big, lush string section might be appropriate here. Good. Okay, now when it comes to Photomat, one of the best things I can say is better. Photomat is better than ever before. Our quality is improved and our people are taking extra care to see that you get a better looking picture. Now, the next thing I wanted to say is a little more upbeat, but you can still dance to it, so, oh yeah, yeah. Okay, the second thing I wanted to say is for each roll of color print film you bring into the Photomat store for developing, we'll give you a replacement roll for free. A roll of good, fresh Photomat film free for each roll you bring in for developing. Now, thing number two there is for a limited time only, so let's hurry up and get reacquainted at the Photomat store. We'll save you some money and make you some pictures you'll be proud of. The third thing was about saving on gas because Photomat stores are so convenient, but you probably already know about that one.
Speaking of pictures, here's a pretty picture. Joan Hamburg. Joan?
Hi, Joe. There's a lot of good sales around town that I thought you'd get a kick out of hearing about. You know, at this time every weekend, we dabble in all kinds of things. And there is a girl in New York at 875 6th Avenue, which is right on 31st Street, room 2112. And this young woman makes the most extraordinary tabletop things. That means placemats, napkins, things to the floor, whole cloths to the floor. She has suede and wonderful cotton. She has beautiful napkins and pastel linen runners. Those are all things that people love. I happen to love placemats because you never can have enough of those. And here's her deal. She designs for the top stores in the country. That's why we don't discuss her name and we just call her Tabletop. She's our Tabletop lady. If you go up to her, and I'm going to give you a phone number, September 4th, September 8th from 10 to 5, but call her first, 594-9700. That's 594-9700. You get an opportunity to buy at wholesale any number of things. For example, if you buy a dozen placemats, cotton and cotton poly combinations, reversible and non-reversible, ovals, quilted, you name it, all colors, all styles, you'll pay only $18, which is an extraordinary buy. Napkins, the same deal. $12 to $15 a dozen, which is great too. We got a kick out of all the holiday things she had there. If you're the kind of person that is very organized and looks ahead, well, There's a wonderful preview of holiday settings and especially samples you can pick up at a loss. Dressy things. She had these napkins with gold threads that she was getting rid of, sort of as lost leaders. You can pick up boxes of that. Worth going into. It's called Tabletop Designs. Take down her number. If you don't need something now, you might someday. She's at 875 6th Avenue, 31st Street, room 2112. The phone is 594-9700. You must call her. You can't just wander up here because it is a wholesale showroom. She prefers cash or a check with an appointment. I think you're going to be very pleased. Speaking of sales, we ran into a woman called Pat Schwabe. And Pat and her husband are at 16 East 52nd Street. They're going out of the jewelry business. So you might give them a call if there's a piece of gold jewelry, semi-precious, whatever. If there's something you want, see if Pat Schwabe will see you. The phone is MU86348. That's MU86348. And this is the Schwabe family jewelry designers. And they are selling out. They have rings and bracelets and all kinds of things. Give them a call and you might be able to pick up something very special. I'll be back in just a little while, and I'm going to talk to you about food.
That sounds good, Joan. As a matter of fact, Joan will be back at about 4:50 this afternoon, and she'll be talking about some restaurants and some places to shop out in eastern Long Island. And we'll be looking forward to that, Joan. You gotta believe that the big $250,000 Yonkers Trot is coming to Yonkers Raceway this Saturday night. You watch as the nation's top three-year-old trotters battle it out right down to the wire in the first jewel in the Triple Crown, and it's gonna be a great one. So come on, get out in the open air, see it all from trackside. Watch the great trotters go every step of the way from up close on Yonkers Fast Half Mile Track. Yes, the big one, coming to Yonkers Raceway this Saturday night. The $250,000 Yonkers Trot, don't miss it. Post time, 8 p.m. And you can believe we got an important message for anyone who's ever considered owning a new Cadillac. Right now, you can have a brand new Cadillac at sensationally low prices. And as everyone knows, the best time to buy a new car is when the dealer is overstocked. And right now, Brogan of Ridgewood Cadillac is so overstocked, he's having a fabulous clearance sale. He has 90 brand new Cadillacs, and he must clear them out fast. 90 new Cadillacs in all colors and all models, including diesels. He has Coupe de Ville, Sedan de Ville, Eldorados, Bromes, Sevilles, even a top luxury limousine. And he's offering them at a once-in-a-lifetime bargain price. They'll also be included top dollars on trade-in, so you hurry over to Brogan of Ridgewood. Test drive the model in the color of your choice, and then get set to make the best new car deal you've ever made. No reasonable offer will be refused. Believe me, if ever there was a time and a place to buy a new Cadillac, this is it. Now, at Brogan of Ridgewood, at 100 South Broad Street in Ridgewood, New Jersey. 100 South Broad Street in Ridgewood, New Jersey. A quick look at the community calendar from WOR, the annual Grambling Morgan State Football Classic, sponsored by the New York Urban League and the New York Yankees, will be held Saturday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. in Yankee Stadium. For ticket information, give a call to 730-5200. And a little quick note here we saw on the wire you might be interested in. Get ready for the return of Godzilla. He's coming back. The 25-year-old monsters, he's that old, believe it or not, 16th movie will cast him as the hero of a nuclear power plant accident. And the president of the motion picture company in Japan, who is making the picture, says that this will be a serious film.
All the world loves a confidence man until it discovers its wallet missing. Joe, this is Patricia McCann. Duke Wolf was the son of a Hartford, Connecticut physician who grew up to be a liar, a braggart, a cheat, a con man. Jeffrey Wolf has written a book about him called The Duke of Deception. Jeffrey is his son and our guest Monday when he shares memories of his father at 2:10 on WOR at the heart of New York.
And we will be there, and you stay right where you are, because we've got a complete update on the world of sports. Here's John O'Reilly.
In sports this afternoon, Chris Evert Lloyd tuned up for her title defense in the U.S. Open in just a few days by advancing to the semifinals of the women's tournament in Mahwah, New Jersey this afternoon, a 6-2, 6-2 win over Sue Barker. The match was played in 90-degree heat, but that apparently posed no problem for the poised Chris Evert Lloyd.
Playing in Indianapolis really got me used to the heat. It was very humid there, and, you know, it was 9,500 degrees there that week, 2 weeks ago. And it really wasn't that hot today compared to Indianapolis, so I don't think it was a factor for me. You know, I felt fine. I was just worried because I haven't played any day matches, and I played all my matches in the evening, and, you know, it is a lot different.
Chris Evert Lloyd, she'll meet Betty Stova in the semifinals tonight. Stova advanced with a straight sets victory over Ivana Madruga. Tracy Austin is on the court now, playing a semifinal match with Virginia Ruzic. In men's play at Kings Island, Ohio, Roscoe Tanner and Bernie Mitten playing right now in the first set of a quarterfinal match. And in Boston, four quarterfinal matches are scheduled, but not a single American will play. The big names, Borg, Connors, McEnroe, and Garolitis, taking the week off to rest for the Open. I'll be back with more sports in just a moment.
Mom, it's a plain old geography map.
Plain old maps don't get an A+.
Yeah, but Mom...
We'll make a three-dimensional model. Help me move the furniture.
Mom, wait.
Now, we don't want shiny tape spoiling it, so get the invisible Scotch Brand Magic Transparent Tape, and that way we can color all over it, too.
Oh.
Parents need Scotch Brand Magic Transparent Tape almost as much as kids do, because it's the invisible tape you can write on. So send it off to school, but remember to keep it at home, too.
Where's Afghanistan?
Over there by the sofa. Oh, watch out for... Mount Everest.
He finds the number one way of looking good.
America, you've made Avon the number one beauty company. And Avon would like to say thanks with a Thanks America fragrance offer. Choose any one of eight of America's most popular fragrances in special size Thanks America bottles for just 75 cents. And that's only part of Avon's 6-week Thanks America celebration.
Thanks America, you never look so.
In the North American Soccer League playoffs, a game just over, Tampa Bay eliminated Philadelphia, the final score 1-0. The Cincinnati Reds have a chance to move into a tie for first place when they meet the New York Mets in just a few minutes at Shea Stadium. The Reds have really put on a charge in the last month, coming from 10 games back in the standings. They've won 13 of their last 17, and infielder Ray Knight has some thoughts on the Cincinnati turnaround.
We've got the momentum going for us now. We're starting to win the one-run ball games, and I look in the paper, and Houston's beginning to lose their one-run ball games. Things are starting to happen to us late in the game. We're starting to get the breaks, the walks, the errors, the things that other people are starting to commit those faults, and we're able to win ball games. We've won, as of late, probably six or seven ball games in our last at bat. So we see the momentum changing for us, and plus we're playing great defensively and getting good pitching. And I think if we just continue to be the Cincinnati Reds and play the way we're capable and aren't hurt anymore by injuries, then we'll be the National League champions.
Very confident Ray Knight of Cincinnati. Houston plays in Philadelphia later. And that's sports. I'm John O'Reilly.
It's John O'Reilly, all right, and he'll be back about an hour from now, along about 3:30, with another update on the world of sports. Here's the best news of the summer. It's Bobby Knapp's Ski Shop's preseason sale. Bobby Knapp's, Northern New Jersey's oldest specialty ski shops, is offering great savings on top quality ski equipment and clothing. You'll find clothing by Head Sportswear, Ruffy by Bekanta, Sivas, and others at values to 60% off equipment from manufacturers like Olin, Risonio, Rachel, by Hansen, Tyrolia, and other ski industry leaders make this sale that much better. And there's more. Bobby Knapp's dedication for servicing your equipment is recognized as a standard for the industry. So here's your chance to take advantage of their preseason service special. Bobby Knapp's service experts will tune and hot wax your skis, plus release check and lubricate your bindings for only $13.95. That's a regular $23.50 value. And this offer is good through October 15th, so don't miss Bobby Knapp's preseason ski sale at both locations, 222 East Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood, New Jersey, and Paramus Park, Paramus, New Jersey.
Sandy Better, Woodland Hills, California. We're calling AMCO Transmissions customers to get their feelings about AMCO.
I feel terrific about AMCO. I have the utmost confidence in them. Even though we live in the West, our children go to school in the East, and my husband and I have always told them that if they ever run into any trouble, wherever they are in the United States, they are to go to their AMCO dealer.
AMCO, we'll put you and your car back together again.
AA, MCO, AMCO.
Variable cloudiness, warm, humid weather with a chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon and evening. The high, 85 to 90, but lower at the ocean. In case you've been wondering, it is still summer outside. 87 degrees under partly sunny skies, the current temperature in New York. And we're going to again take a little issue here with Paul Harvey. No, all the songs coming out today are by no means downers. Try this little one. This is Barbara Streisand, and from the Broadway production, Annie, Tomorrow.
John Lehman Loeb speaks out against inflation.
Inflation is a disease that will break us all and destroy our cherished freedoms. Please help us to reduce inflation by petitioning to rescind the pay increase of the City Council. Let's make sure that all government pay hikes are held within guidelines. I'm John Loeb. At a so-called public hearing, I was stopped from speaking out against these inflationary pay raises. It took the signature of just one elected official to fan the fires of inflation. It will take 150,000 signatures of citizens to put it out. For your petition and more information, call our town newspaper 472-3333 now. Together, we can check inflation by direct democracy, the initiative referendum process. Your petition will be mailed to you. Call 472-3333.
Paid for by Citizens Against Increases Now, John Lehman Loeb, spokesman.
If you are still using Cruex, you should know that Aftate is better. Because the medication in Aftate has been tested and found to be more effective than the medication in Cruex for killing jock itch fungus. And the medication in Aftate not only kills all major types of jock itch fungus, but also helps prevent reinfection. So when the discomfort of jock itch occurs, get Aftate. Use only as directed.
And to put a little sparkle on your weekend in New York, this is Neil Diamond, a song called Forever in Blue Jeans.
A honey, it talks, but it don't sing and dance and it don't walk. Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Honey is sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby's treat. And if you pardon me, I'd like to say we'd do okay forever in blue jeans.
Suffer from hay fever or allergies, and you've been buying Kleenex or other high-priced TV brands, here's relief. I'm Nick Markless, Executive Vice President of Markhall Paper Mills. For nearly 50 years, we've had the same philosophy, to give you quality at a fair price. I'm here to tell you about an honest alternative, Markhall Hankies. They're very soft and absorbent and thicker than Kleenex. Markhall's pre-folded to stay neat in your pocket or purse. Kleenex doesn't. Markhall Hankies are an honest alternative. They come to you in a lovely compact flower design box. We make them a short drive from your hometown, and we deliver with our own trucks. That saves money, and we pass that savings on to you. If you suffer from hay fever or allergies, check out Markhall Hankies, the honest alternative.
And you can get the honest alternative at your local supermarket. It's 16 minutes away from 3 o'clock, and here are some of the stories that Bob Brady will be working on for the top of the hour. The American-Russian deadlock that is keeping a Soviet jetliner grounded at Kennedy Airport continues. The Soviets contend the U.S. action is illegal. American officials say they just want to talk alone to the wife of Soviet ballet star Alexander Gudinov, who has defected to the United States to determine whether she also wants to remain here. United States Supreme Court Justice William Rehnquist has granted a temporary stay of execution to confessed killer Jesse Bishop, who had been scheduled to die in a Nevada gas chamber on Monday. Three small Texas towns have been evacuated after an explosion and fire at a sulfur mine. Toxic gas is the cause. No casualties are reported. A wire service reports that the federal authorities have reopened their investigation into the Union City Teamsters Union, dominated by the family of jailed ex-labor boss Anthony Tony Pro Provenzano. And we have this one traffic note for you. New York State Police report that the tie-up on the New England Thruway in Mamaroneck has been cleared up. Earlier today, a jackknife tractor trailer spilled its fuel oil on the roadway, and both lanes were closed off while work crews spread sand on the highway.
Chrysler Corporation announces a $400 rebate. Come see your Chrysler Plymouth dealer today. Pick any of these 1979 Chrysler or Plymouth cars. Make your best deal, and Chrysler Corporation will top it with a $400 check sent directly to you. Get a Chrysler New Yorker, get a check. Get a Chrysler Newport or Cordova, get a check. Get a Chrysler LeBaron or Plymouth Volare and get a $400 check. Get a deal, get a car, get a check. Come to Chrysler Plymouth and check it out.
And one of the most talented actors around today is Mr. Alan Alda. He is one of the stars of the TV smash hit MASH, and he's starring in his second movie, a movie he wrote entitled The Seduction of Joe Tynan. Arlene Francis spoke with Mr. Alda recently, and the two are old friends from the days of What's My Line. Arlene quoted Alan from a recent interview where he said, "The sum total of our personal decisions is our politics," and she asked him to elaborate.
I have a very strong feeling that the things that we do to each other in a very personal, intimate way have more meaning to the shape of history than the public things we do, than the bills we pass or the wars we fight even. A lot of bodies are mangled in wars. On the other hand, the number of minds that are mangled in the nursery or in bed or at the breakfast table is that number is incalculable, and the damage is incalculable, I think.
Right.
So that the saying, what's personal is political, is has that meaning for me. That the things we do in close can make an enormous difference to us, and can give us our sense of dignity like no public works project could ever do.
Yes.
Or any other good work that's done in an impersonal way. So that my feeling is that when we lose a sense of what's personal, either in the family or in government, let's say, or in business, we do enormous damage. To me, it's related. A man, for instance, the story of this picture.
Yes.
A man who's a decent man, but can nevertheless get so interested in his own personal success.
Obsessed, almost.
Obsessed with it. Can put the people he cares about the most in life, or the people he thinks he cares the most about in life, on the shelf for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He can become impersonal with the very people that he's most intimate with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people who can do that regularly, it seems to me, are capable then of making a decision, let's say, to build a car with a gas tank that blows up.
Yes.
Because they don't think of people sitting in those cars. They think of economic factors.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the customer is not a person. The customer is an important element in the economic growth of the company. It's somebody who buys the car, not somebody who sits in it and has flesh and blood and can
That's
hurt.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, this may be getting too ponderous for you, but it seems
no.
to me that there's always somebody at the other end of our decisions, whatever decision we make, whether it's in business or in the home or whatever we do, there's another person at the other end of that.
Yes.
And that person, like us, can hurt. And personally interested. I don't often preach about it. I just like
no, but I think
my
that
own
you,
feeling. You know,
well, and I think you've lived your life very much like that, which...
Well, I tried to, yeah. I mean, not everybody does all the time what they say.
And
they like
you bring that out in the picture.
That's really what the picture is about.
That's what the picture means, more than the political scene, which is marvelously well done.
He happens to be in politics, you know.
He could have been in something else, although nothing is quite as obsessive as politics.
That's right.
Because nothing is as powerful.
That's right.
Another interesting thing about the picture is the trade-offs that come up.
Yeah.
And I must say here that Melvin Douglas's performance is so touching because he is old now and because he brings all of the experience of the years behind him to this part. He's just marvelous in that scene with you.
I don't know what a pleasure it was for me to work with him, too.
And one almost cries at the end when he sits there and begins to just rattle off this French when none of the senators know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he just breaks down.
So touching.
Yeah, he's a wonderful actor.
But I believe you have used an example of trying to push through the ERA bill. Do you remember what example you used? Because they reprinted it.
What?
This is Alan Alda speaking, and it was printed in, I forget what paper I cut it out of. When we were lobbying for the ERA bill in Illinois, a state legislator told a female lobbyist he would consider voting for it and then gave her the key to his hotel room. That's like voting for emancipation in exchange for a couple of good slaves.
Well, it's incredible what kind of deal making I've seen. I've heard offered as I've been campaigning for the Equal Rights Amendment. So some of what I feel about politics that's expressed in the movie, I picked up on the campaign trail of working for the Equal Rights Amendment. It's just incredible. One guy said that he didn't believe in the Equal Rights Amendment, but he would vote for it if his son's high school marching band could march in the inaugural parade.
He really literally
said it.
That
was
you?
He didn't say it to me. He said it to a senator, and I was in
to
the senator's office when the deal was offered. I mean, the inappropriateness of that. Look, the inability to face the issue as an important issue
in itself.
The unwillingness to is staggering to me. I mean, the guy said he didn't believe in it, but he was willing to trade over something meaningless like that.
Alan Alda, star of MASH and a new movie, The Seduction of Joe Tynan, talking with Arlene Francis. Don't miss Arlene's show every weekday morning from 11, 10 to 12 noon, and again tomorrow, and on weekend when she and her guests will discuss society's changing attitude toward mating and dating. Great audio is hard to come by. Great stereo on the go, well, just forget about it. Well, now it's here, though, at Liberty Music, Madison Avenue, at 50th Street, the fantastic Rotel 20-watt RV555 stereo music system. In addition to high power, in the most convenient size, the Rotel 555 has features found on systems costing several times as much. The unique optional converter allows the Rotel 555 to be used with any 12-volt power supply, so now it's practical to enjoy the same great audio that you have at home on the go, in your car, your boat, van, country place, any place. For the next 3 weeks, Liberty Music is putting the Rotel 555 with AM/FM receiver and matching speakers into a specially designed travel bag worth $39.95, all for just $269.95, a saving of $80. Hurry to Liberty Music, and you may win one of 10 Rotel 555s that are being given away absolutely free. Music on the WOR Weekend.
You really want to leave your hair long in front, Mrs. Taylor?
Uh-huh. I wanted to cover that brown patch on my forehead. Mm. I didn't have it until after the baby was born.
Lots of new mothers tell me that.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, why don't you try Porcelana?
Try what?
Porcelana. It's a medicated fade cream, and it really works.
Mm.
Porcelana works on age spots, brown spots, and freckled spots. Just rub it in and watch those spots start to fade. Porcelana medicated fade cream actually works to lighten brown patches and spots that come not only with age, but during childbearing years, too. Porcelana is available at cosmetic counters everywhere.
Could be. It's just what I need, Jane.
Porcelana will help bring back your natural skin tone in as little time as 6 weeks. I've seen it happen.
Porcelana. Just rub it in. Watch spots start to fade. Porcelana medicated cream. Use only as directed.
I'm trying. As we were saying, music on the WOR Weekend. Here we go with Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway and a question. Where is the love?
Oh, I wish I
must have been my fate.
Get your summer calendar and mark this date, Wednesday, August 29th, when we'll be packing up the entire family here at WOR to spend a day at Atlantic City for another spectacular salute to New Jersey. We're going to be broadcasting our entire day of programming, starting bright and early, 5 a.m. with Rambling with Gambling, right on through till 10 in the evening from the Convention Center on the Boardwalk in Atlantic City. We're all excited here at WOR about broadcasting from this fantastic location right off the beautiful beach of the Jersey Shore. So come on down, meet your favorite personalities, and if you can't make the trip, tune us in as we dip our toe into the surf and walk on the hot sands with lots of information about wonderful Atlantic City and the beautiful Garden State with exciting surprises that await you on the shore. Remember the date, August 29th, all day Wednesday here on WOR 710, the heart of New York. And, oh yeah, don't forget your bathing suit.
But right now, the WOR weekend, as usual, is coming for you right from the heart of New York, overlooking Times Square. And in the hour coming ahead, we'll be hearing from Patricia McCann and her guests as they discuss problems resulting from a common practice. That's parents playing favorite with their children. And of course, John O'Reilly will have more sports on the half hour, but coming up shortly on the hour, news from Bob Brady. And to bring us up to the hour, with apologies to Ludwig, Beethoven's ninth, Apollo 100. Apollo 100. Sometimes it's called joy. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the main theme thereof. And coming up on WOR New York, 710, the news on the hour.
Good afternoon, everyone. The temperature in Manhattan is 82 degrees. That's 28 degrees Celsius, and it's cloudy. Police are asking for help in their search for a suspect they describe as a vicious killer. The assailant robbed and bludgeoned to death a banker and severely beat another man in the parking garage of a Forest Hills apartment house. It's believed the suspect used a car stolen from the garage to make his getaway. That vehicle, a maroon 1966 Chevrolet Impala with the license plate number 353XFC, is being sought by authorities. 60-year-old Eugene Fleister of North Salem in Westchester, a vice president of the National Bank of North America, was found dead last night in the underground garage at 99-72 66th Road in Forest Hills. He had been beaten over the head with a galvanized metal pipe. Also found in the garage was tenant Raphael Blyweiss, whose skull was fractured. He's listed in critical condition. Police say the suspect they're seeking probably is a man with a violent criminal history who doesn't care if he kills or not. Employees of the Blackstone Corporation in Jamestown, New York, are being tested for Legionnaires' disease. Representatives for the National Center for Disease Control in Atlanta are trying to determine the extent of what health officials are calling an outbreak of the disease in Jamestown. One employee of the firm died July 9th from it, and five other suspected cases have been tentatively confirmed. Air conditioning cooling towers at the Blackstone plant will be checked on the suspicion that they may have harbored the organisms that caused the disease. The author of New Jersey's new criminal code and one of Governor Byrne's closest advisors is resigning Monday from his elected post. State Senator Martin Greenberg says he no longer can give the time required to being a legislator without doing harm to his firm and his family. Also leaving state government to join Greenberg's law firm is the second-ranking administrator in the Criminal Justice Division, attorney Alfred Luciani. Police are calling it a bomb. John Halpern's calling it a work of art. Whatever, the device had to be dismantled by a two bomb squad members atop the Brooklyn Bridge, 276 feet above the East River. The artist Halpern said he intended to create an environmental sculpture by detonating the device atop the bridge by remote control. Halpern said the explosion would have been accompanied by laser beams and a flaming raft in the river. Police weren't amused, saying it was designed to hurt someone. Halpern spent 3 days in a New York hospital last May after being arrested for another one of his projects, trying to light a fire on top of the same bridge. Well, then he wanted to make a statement about the economy. The Shell Oil Company in New Jersey wants to sell gasoline by the liter. They've taken their request to the Bureau of Weights and Measures in 36 states and the District of Columbia to consider allowing modification of gas pumps to sell gas by the liter. A liter is a metric equivalent of slightly more than a quart. By selling gas by the liter, Shell apparently hopes customers won't notice they're being charged over a dollar a gallon. There's no telling what you'll find in Bloomingdale's display windows. Take, for instance, its latest attraction, a 4-pound chunk of Skylab, which found its way to New York with the help of two Australian entrepreneurs. The small object is believed to be the rim of a Skylab oxygen tank and was brought here with the hope of reaping a profit. The owners want to sell it at a rate for the current gold rate, $300 an ounce. Sorry, folks, this is one you can't charge to your account. The Skylab chunk on display, by the way, is said to have come within feet of hitting several Australian bushmen. Consolidated Edison has announced plans to modify its Indian Point nuclear power plant reactor, which they say was not timed to coincide with a protest planned for tomorrow. Con Ed maintains the modifications were in the interest of safety, but not a prerequisite for continued operation of the plant. Close advisors to Governor Kerry have been granted tidy pay raises. The hikes average around $3,000 a year, but a few range as high as $9,700. The largest increases went to Kerry's counsel, former State Supreme Court Justice Richard Brown, and the governor's powerful chief of staff, Robert Morgado. Those two are now earning nearly $60,000 a year. The weather forecast coming up. Warm and humid today, hot and humid tomorrow. Rain or shine, you'll have fun on the Circle Line, the only way to see New York. Circle it on the Circle Line. The weather forecast for the metropolitan area, the temperature in Manhattan is 82 degrees, that's 28 degrees Celsius, and it's cloudy. Cloudy, clear, warm and humid tonight, low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, high in the low 90s in Midtown to the upper 70s at the Beachers. I'm Denise Richardson. At the editor's desk, Michael Weissman. WOR News Time, 3:05.